Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed UVA graduate Janet Napolitano, who was named as the next Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, a cabinet-level post by President-elect Barack Obama. In today's show, based on a recent article by Jane Ford, Senior News Officer for the Office of Public Affairs, we introduce and speak with UVA graduate and the Commonwealth's first ever Doctor of Nursing Practice degree recipient, Amy Drake Boitnot. On November 14, 2008, the UVA Nursing School granted the Commonwealth's first ever Doctor of Nursing Practice degree to Amy Drake Boitnot. John Kirschgesner, Assistant Professor of Nursing and Chairman of Boitnot's Review Committee, said, "The DNP differs from a PhD mainly in the focus of the research. A PhD's primary interest is in pure research. A DNP is a clinical scholar who uses evidence-based research to develop interventions that may improve clinical practice." Boitnot, an instructor at the School of Nursing since 2004 and a practicing nurse since 1991, recently sat down to discuss her main clinical focus, childhood obesity. Asked about the focus of her work, Boitnot said,
"As part of taking care of children, our patient is not just the child, our patient is the family. And I began to recognize and see the interactions between parent and child and the responses that the children have to their disease process based on their parents' responses. So it's all intertwined, and that was very interesting to me, that my patient was not just this one person and one body, it was this entire dynamic of a family."
Boitnot said her work was unique, adding,
"We're doing something very different than is currently being done in this study and in my intervention. We're directly targeting the parent exclusively from their child."
Concerning childhood obesity and some of the contributing factors, Boitnot said,
"Childhood obesity has increased over 30% in the past 30 years. So there's a huge issue now. It's considered an epidemic in our country and globally. And there are so many factors which are thought to contribute to the increased incidence, anywhere from the comfort foods. Foods are now more easily accessible. They're prepackaged. They're fast foods. Fast foods are cheaper. So parents and families who are on the go, more than they were 30 years ago, can quickly go through those kinds of things. So that's one thing, food availability. Another thing is our children are having more sedentary time than they used to. And because of the technology and all this wonderful thing that the internet and the TV provides our children, it is sedentary activity nonetheless. So that is another issue. Urban sprawl has a factor in it. Kids used to walk to friends' houses and walk to schools and walk to the store. It doesn't happen as much as it used to because our communities are farther from those places."
Boitnot said,
"It's very devastating to see the children and the families that we see in the clinic. They've been afflicted with this horrible thing of obesity. And I just think that whatever we can do in the clinic, then hopefully this intervention will then go into the primary care arena. I am a primary care nurse practitioner. I see people when they come for that sore throat and for those kinds of things. And if we can then add in education and knowledge about obesity patterns and trends and what we can do to avoid them in every interaction we have with patients, I think it's so very important to make this preventative."
But added,
"There's not one simple answer. That's the thing. There's so many answers and so many things. And it's going to be a problem in our country, unfortunately, for some time."
When asked about the major behaviors that people could adopt to help fight this trend in their own lives, Boitnot said,
"I think one major thing is the sedentary lifestyles. Just moving and moving our bodies and finding ways to move them with our family members. And the other major thing is making wise decisions at the grocery store and what you're going to bring into your home. Because a lot of my patients will say, I got that bag of chips and he just wants a couple of them. Well, it's really hard for a child when they see something they really want. So the parent controlling the nutrition habits and what's brought into the home, controlling that environment, because children still need help with making those decisions."
For those families who would like more information, Boitnot referenced AmericaOnTheMove.org for information on nutrition and activities for the family. For families to participate in the clinic, their child must be in the 85th percentile to be considered for the 6-month intervention. If they are, she directs them to call the Children's Fitness Clinic at the Kluge Rehabilitation Center for more information. Their phone number is 434 972-982-1627. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we will look at a former dean of UVA's College and Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, Melvin P. Loeffler, who recently was named to receive the American Historical Association's 2008 George Lewis Beer Prize for his book For the Soul of Mankind, The United States, the Soviet Union, and the Cold War. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.